Hello there, I'm Brandon Julian, the host of the Update Podcast, and hopefully you're enjoying your weekend. We have been banished from new episodes until Monday, but much like celebrity death hoaxes, we will be popping up intermittently until then. While you can still hear new episodes of the Update every weekday, on weekends, we will be looking into our archives from the past 3 years. In the past 3 years, we've covered a lot, both good and bad. Now, I don't want anybody to panic, because while I might sound a little bit differently in our archived episodes, just with really better microphone quality and occasional co-hosts, know that we'll be back to new episodes on Monday. So again, enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'm just kidding, you don't have any more of your weekend. We'll see you on Monday, and in the words of Roger Grimsby and Bill Butel, hoping that your news is good news. I thank you very much for joining me. Enjoy our archived episodes all weekend. Good luck, be safe, please be well, take care of each other, and we'll see you back here for a new episode of The Update on Monday.
You're listening to The Update with Brandon Julian on New York's only EDM station. This is 90.3 WKRB, Kingsborough Community College, Brooklyn, New York. Good evening. On The Update this Monday night, developing story leads off. There's been more road rage in the city as a mother and her 3-year-old son were hit by a vehicle crossing 116th Street and 1st Avenue in East Harlem this morning, killing the little boy and injuring the mother. We'll have the latest details. New York City lawmakers are now poised to adopt legislation requiring bird-friendly glass in all new construction in an effort to try to cut down on the tens of thousands of birds who die flying into the city's buildings every year. It's a tale of drunken subway travels, but this time it's deadly. Police say that a woman who had just gotten off a subway train was killed by said train after she fell off the platform and landed in between two of the moving train cars at the Broadway Junction station. Russia is now paying the ultimate price for doping. They've been slapped with a 4-year ban from international sports events, including next summer's Tokyo Olympics, over a long-standing doping scandal. We're remembering a pioneer as a former college baseball player whose battle with Lou Gehrig's disease helped inspire the Ice Bucket Challenge has died. Pete Frates was 34 years old. And a vendor in Soho is selling what is likely the city's most expensive Christmas tree. Soho Trees is now offering 20-foot Fraser firs at $6,500 a pop. This is The Update, Monday, December the 9th, 2019.
From WKRB's world headquarters in New York, this is The Update with Brandon Julian.
And good evening to you at 5 o'clock tonight, this Monday evening. I'm Brandon Julian. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a lot of news to get to this evening. We're going to begin tonight with a developing story out of East Harlem, where there has been more road rage on the streets of New York. A mother and her 3-year-old son were hit by a vehicle crossing 116th Street and 1st Avenue in East Harlem this morning, killing the little boy and injuring the mother. According to WABC, the 25-year-old woman was pushing a stroller and the boy was carrying a small umbrella. They were both rushed to Metropolitan Hospital, where Burton De Jesus was pronounced dead. His mother suffered minor physical injuries. It happened at the intersection of 1st Avenue and East 116th Street just after 9:30 in the morning, with the stroller left sitting in the roadway. The NYPD says that a blue Ford F-250 that was operated by 59-year-old Jaime Sabagal of Yonkers was traveling eastbound on 116th Street when it made a left-hand turn onto northbound 1st Avenue and struck the stroller. The baby reportedly went under the truck, and what witnesses said was truly horrific and will forever haunt them. Sabagal initially continued driving. Perhaps he was unaware of what had happened, but he was quickly flagged down by passersby. He ran out of his truck and appeared to be in tears at the scene. It's worth noting that Sabagal was driving with a suspended license at the time of the crash and was taken into custody. He's been charged with third-degree aggravated unlicensed operator, failure to yield to a pedestrian, and failure to exercise due care. The investigation, of course, is ongoing. We'll get you a recap of our top story tonight a little after 5:30 this evening. WKRB News Time is now 5:02. Our top local story tonight is that New York City lawmakers, they're now poised to adopt some new legislation requiring, quote, bird-friendly glass on all new construction in an effort to try to cut down on the tens of thousands of birds who die flying into the city's buildings every year. New York will be the largest city in the nation to require glass that is visible to birds if the measure passes. Several California cities, including San Francisco and Oakland, have adopted similar rules. The New York City Audubon Society estimates that anywhere from 90,000 to 230,000 birds, from hawks to hummingbirds, are killed every year flying into New York City buildings. On to some of the other news of this Monday night, and Amazon now says that it signed a lease for a new office space in Manhattan to house more than 1,500 employees. This lease has been announced less than a year, of course, after the online retail giant scrapped a deal for a bigger headquarters in Queens that was expected to bring 25,000 jobs to the city. Although smaller, the new lease has now renewed a debate over whether the $3 billion incentive package that was offered to Amazon for the Queens project was excessive and unnecessary. Amazon, of course, pulled out of the Queens deal after politicians and activists protested the incentives. WKRB News Time is now 5:04. It's a tale of drunken subway travels, but this time the travel turned out to be deadly. Police say that a woman who had just gotten off of a subway train was killed by that exact same train after she fell off the platform and landed in between two of the moving subway cars. Another woman that was with her was also hurt. Now, the NYPD says that the women had gotten off at the Broadway Junction station in Brooklyn around 12:20 on Sunday morning. They began to walk down the platform as the train started moving and somehow fell onto the tracks. A 23-year-old woman was pronounced dead. Her companion, a 24-year-old woman, suffered a fractured left arm, but authorities are believing that the women were intoxicated at the time. To Long Island we go tonight out of Jamesport, where Senator Charles Schumer is now praising the humble spud, or at least one of the ones that have been grown on Long Island. The lawmaker appeared at a farm on Long Island's North Fork back on Saturday to promote locally grown potatoes. Newsday reports that the impressionist for the news conference at the John Kowalski and Sons Farm in Jamesport was a U.S. Department of Agriculture report that's predicting a 6% decline in potato production this year. Schumer says that Long Island has had plenty of potatoes. He said that his office has contacted the National Restaurant Association to promote Long Island potatoes. WKRB News Time is now 5:06. Going over to Brentwood tonight, police there say that a man is accused of fatally stabbing his mother outside of their Long Island home. According to police, 19-year-old Axel Arazia was sitting in a parked car with his 46-year-old mother, Dora Villatoro Arizia, in front of their Brentwood home at around 6 o'clock on Sunday morning. We got into an argument, and Arizia stabbed his mother. Villatoro Arizia was pronounced dead at the scene. Arizia himself was hospitalized for injuries that he sustained during the stabbing. He's also facing murder charges and will be arraigned later today. It wasn't immediately clear, though, if Arizia had obtained a lawyer. To the state capitol in Albany we go tonight, where now it's unclear whether lawmakers will return to the capitol to fix New York's plan to root out political corruption by allowing candidates to run for office with up to $100 million in public funds. The legislature is set to return to Albany next month in January, and lawmakers are expected to fine-tune the details then of a plan that was submitted earlier this month by a politically appointed commission. Their plan would, in part, only provide public matching funds for donors who give candidates $250 or less. The commission's plan will now become law unless lawmakers return for a special rare session to reject it. Legislative leaders, though, haven't indicated whether they would call such a special session. But the plan would also make it harder for minor parties to qualify for the ballot. WKRB News Time is now 5:08. And finally tonight, out west we go to Buffalo. Our police there say that an upstate New York woman has now been arrested in connection with a crash that killed a 51-year-old man. Police say that 43-year-old Tiffany Allen of Buffalo has now been charged with vehicular manslaughter and driving while intoxicated. A Nissan Pathfinder was being driven in Buffalo when it struck a man just before 10:15 on the 600 block of Military Road. The victim, who still has not been identified, was taken to Erie County Medical Center, where he was declared dead. It wasn't immediately determined, though, if Allen had a lawyer. WKRB News Time now 5:09. We still have a lot more to cover on the update this Monday night. It's outside has been the tale of the day. It's been rainy. It's been dreary. And it's not going to change much as we go into tomorrow. And we have delays, reroutes, a lot to cover on the railways. Your traffic and weather together is coming up next. And then we're going to talk some sports this evening, including how Russia is paying the ultimate price for doping. They've been slapped with a 4-year ban from international sports events, and that includes next year's Tokyo Olympics, over a long-standing doping scandal. We're going to talk about all that in just 2 minutes from now. This is the update with Brandon Julian on a Monday evening, starting a brand new week here on 90.3 WKRB.
News for New Yorkers who never stop moving. You're listening to The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
So you're giving up, just like that.
Giving up on what?
On getting an inheritance from a distant relative.
Don't you think if there were a billionaire in the family, we'd know about it by now?
Listen to me. We are one phone call away from riding horses on our own private polo grounds. One call from christening yachts, having a butler, using summer as a verb.
How do you figure?
Look, everyone's got a rich uncle somewhere. It's statistics. So the best thing you can do is just prepare for the inevitable.
Right, which is why I thought maybe it would be smart to take control of my finances. You know, start using a budget, get out of debt, set some retirement goals.
Budgets? Debt? You watch your mouth. Retirement shouldn't be a goal for us. It should be a way of life.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council. Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electro-synth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Of all the radio stations in New York, we just happen to be one of them. This is The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Keeping an eye on the roads, the rails, and the skies. It's time for traffic and weather together.
WKRB News Time now 5:12. Let's get you started with a check of the local subways this evening. Some of your southbound R trains are running on the F line from 36th Street in Queens to Lexington Avenue, 63rd Street, and then on the Q line to 57th Street, 7th Avenue, because of an ongoing signal malfunction at Lexington Avenue, 59th Street. It's been like that for about 2 hours now. Your northbound 4 and 5 trains are running on the local track from Grand Central to 125th Street, while they request NYPD assistance for a disruptive person at 125th Street. If you're waiting on for an Uptown Express train at 59th Street or 86th Street, please wait on the 6th train platform on the upper level. Your E and M trains are running with delays in both directions because of a signal malfunction at 5th Avenue and 5th Avenue and 53rd Street. Some of your Forest Hillsbound M trains are also running on the J line from Delancey Street to Chambers Street and terminating because of the signal malfunction also at Lexington Avenue, 59th Street. Expect delays in both directions on your M trains as they are continuing to work to correct the issue. Court Square bound G trains are getting back on track after they got emergency medical assistance for somebody over at Flushing Avenue. Your N and W trains, they are also running with delays in both directions because of same signal malfunction at Lexington Avenue, 59th Street. Also expect longer wait times on your southbound N and Q trains while they correct a signal malfunction also on the Manhattan Bridge. Seems like all the rain has gotten into the subway system and it's affecting the signals. Flooding protection on your N trains through the spring of 2020. The last stop is 86th Street. For direct service to Coney Island, use a D, F, or Q train. A free transfer is also available between the Avenue XF train station and the 86th Street N train station. It's about a 5-minute walk, or you can transfer to the B1 or B4 buses when using your Metro card. For wheelchair-accessible passengers, transfer to the D train at 34th Street Herald Square or New Utrecht Avenue, 62nd Street. Also, accessibility work continues until 2022 on your Grand Central Shuttle. Track 1 is out of service. Tracks 3 and 4 are available. For faster service on 42nd Street, you can use the 7 train, or you can transfer to the M42 bus on the street level. Other than that, all the other subways are running on or close to schedule. Alternate side parking and meter rules, they are in effect today, and garbage and recycling is on schedule. Let's take a first look right now at our exclusive WKRB forecast. What you see outside is what you've been getting all day long, and we're going to continue that also as we go. We're also going to continue that as we go into tomorrow. For tonight, we're going to have rain, mainly before midnight with some patchy fog. Temperatures are not going to fall that much. They actually might rise slowly to around 54 degrees. Southwest winds around 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 25. New rain around a quarter to one half an inch. And then tomorrow for your Tuesday, we'll have rain likely, mainly in the afternoon, otherwise some patchy fog. Otherwise cloudy. Temperatures rising in the early morning around 60 degrees, then falling to around the low 50s during the remainder of the day. Any rain that falls will be between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Currently outside right now, it's 53 degrees and raining. Humidity is at 92%. Winds are north at 6 miles per hour. Makes it feel like it's 47 if you're stepping out. 53 degrees, we are going down to, actually, we might not fall. We're going to hang around our temperatures. It might even rise slowly to around 54 degrees this evening. WKRB News Time is now 5:17.
Now, with the latest scores and highlights, it's time for the sports update.
In the free agent baseball world, the MVP of the World Series, Steven Strasburg, is staying put with the defending champion Nats. A person who's familiar with these negotiations say that Strasburg has agreed to a record 7-year, $245 million contract. That deal is the highest for a pitcher in total dollars in average annual value at $35 million. The largest contract for a pitcher had been David Price's 7-year, $217 million deal that he signed with Boston that began back in 2016. The 31-year-old Strasburg was drafted by Washington first overall back in 2009 and has spent his entire career with the Nationals. Let's go up to Boston now and talk some basketball. Celtics forward Gordon Hayward made it through practice without problems, and he's expected to return for Boston's game against Cleveland tonight. Hayward broke his hand 1 month ago today, on November 9th, and was expected to miss about 6 weeks. Celtics coach Brad Stevens says that Hayward was a full participant in the morning shoot-around. He's scheduled to meet with the medical staff, and if he has no other problems, he'll play tonight against the Cavaliers. And finally tonight, let's go over to Switzerland, Lausanne, Switzerland, to be exact. Because Russia is paying the ultimate price for over a long-standing doping scandal. Russia has been slapped with a 4-year ban from international sports events. That includes next year's Tokyo Olympics as well. But their athletes will still be able to compete if they can show independently that they're clean competitors. The ruling by the World Anti-Doping Agency's Executive Committee means that Russia's flag, name, and anthem will not appear at the Tokyo Games, and the country could also be stripped of hosting world championships in Olympic sports. The sanctions are the harshest punishment yet for Russian state authorities with tampering with a Moscow lab database. Russia can appeal the decision within 3 weeks. In terms of today's action, Islanders, they're in Tampa Bay, take on the Lightning tonight at 7. And the Giants on Monday Night Football, they're in Philadelphia to take on the Eagles tonight at 8:15. WKRB News Time going on 5:20. When we come back on the update tonight, it'll be time to talk about our weird but true stories. We'll tell you about a usual gift that was found in an air fryer. Also, why a memorial dedicated to a homeless man has reappeared after a similar one was stolen. And then, of course, we'll also talk about what happened on this day in history that's coming up in just 2 minutes from now. This is the update with Brandon Julian on a Monday evening. It's the start of a brand new week here on 90.3 WKRB.
Keep it tuned in to WKRB. The update returns in a moment.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
When I grow up, I want to be a bike that races around the
country.
When
I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up,
I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Listen, my life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to think that having someone who will listen is going to help make it better. I'm realizing that I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I'm realizing that I think that having someone who will listen is going to help make it better. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
1 in 7 Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
Paging common sense. Is there any common sense left in the room? This is the update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Welcome back to the update with Brandon Julian. Monday evening here on 90.3 WKRB. I'm streaming online tonight, WKRB.org. I tell you, this stretch to the last few days of the semester, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it really takes a toll on people. It's taken a toll on my wife, for sure. I mean, I've been inundated writing final papers for the last week or so. And I've made pretty good progress with most of them. But it really has been taking a toll on Tommy because I have not been able to see her since November ended, and now we're in December. And she's very strong. I've been pleading with her, can you just put up with me? Can you just put up with me until Thursday? I know Thursday's supposed to be this record setting, this just cold, but I'll come out and see you. Just let me get through Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, these last few days of classes, and get my bearings together. And then, of course, then we can go see each other and do whatever we need to do. So I appreciate her for putting up with me like this. We'll give you details about when this rain will go away in our exclusive WKRP forecast coming up in the next half hour. Our WKRP news time right now is 5:24. Let's talk about the weird but true stories we have this Monday. And first, in Kentucky, police there confiscated an unusual holiday gift from a suspect's home. That's about 20 pounds of meth that was shipped through the mail in an air fryer, of all things. Louisville Metro Police said in a Facebook post on Saturday that narcotics officers intercepted the package containing about $100,000 worth of drugs. The major case unit confirmed to local news outlets that the package was delivered to a suspect's home, where officers obtained a search warrant to collect it. The suspect, though, wasn't home at the time of the seizure, and police say that the investigation is ongoing. First of all, I don't know how you can fit $100,000 worth of meth into an air fryer. You know, like, I've seen the commercials on TV about what it is. What if you actually, you know what, never mind. Thought I should not be thinking about on the radio. Oh, sorry, my allergies. Finally tonight, let's go over out west to New Mexico. There's a mysterious memorial that was dedicated to a New Mexico homeless man who mowed lawns. That memorial has now reappeared after a similar one was stolen. KRQE TV reports that a lawnmower memorial dedicated to Carlos Ramirez was installed this week in Roswell, New Mexico. Ramirez died last month in Lubbock, Texas. He was known around town as Roswell's, quote, lawnmower man, because he sat outside the city's St. Andrew's Church for nearly 50 years and mowed lawns to make money. The new memorial comes with a note urging people to leave the lawnmower in place. Good deeds often go noticed. I hope when I finish with this show, they'll make a plaque or memorial of me or something like that to note all my hard work. It's the thought that counts. WKRB News Time now, 5:27. Let's talk about what happened on this day in history for this December the 9th. The highlight of his day came in 1990 when Solidarity founder Lech Walesa won Poland's presidential runoff by a landslide. In 1608, English poet John Milton was born in London. In 1911, an explosion inside the Cross Mountain coal mine near Briceville, Tennessee, killed 84 workers. But five of them were rescued. In 1940, British troops opened their first major offensive in North Africa during World War II. In 1958, the anti-communist John Birch Society was formed in Indianapolis. In 1960, the Domino's Pizza chain had its beginnings as brothers Tom and James Monahan started operating a pizzeria in Ypsilanti, Michigan. I feel like I want some Domino's. In 1962, the Petrified Forest in Arizona was designated a national park. In 1975, President Gerald R. Ford signed a $2.3 billion seasonal loan authorization that officials of New York City and state said would prevent a city default. In 1984, the five-day-old hijacking of the Kuwaiti jetliner that claimed the lives of two Americans ended as Iranian security men seized control of the plane, which was parked at a Tehran airport. In 1987, the first Palestinian Infadeth, or uprising, began as riots broke out in Gaza and spread to the West Bank, triggering a strong Israeli response. In 1992, Britain's Prince Charles and Princess Diana announced their separation. The couple's divorce became final in August of 1996. In 2000, the U.S. Supreme Court ordered a temporary halt in the Florida vote count, on which Al Gore pinned his best hopes of winning the White House. And in 2013, scientists revealed that NASA's Curiosity rover had uncovered signs of an ancient freshwater lake on Mars. WKRB News Time now, 5:29. We still have a lot more to cover on the update in our next half hour. We'll give you a recap of our top story, developing news in East Harlem. Mother and her three-year-old son hit by a vehicle crossing 116th Street and 1st Avenue in East Harlem earlier this morning, killing the little boy and injuring the mother. We'll give you a recap. We'll also give you another check of your traffic and weather together. We'll go to Wall Street. We'll talk some business news happening there. Later on, we will talk national news, including we're remembering a pioneer, former college baseball player whose battle with Lou Gehrig's disease helped inspire the Ice Bucket Challenge, died today. And at the end of the broadcast tonight, in our honorable mentions, there's a vendor in Soho that's selling what is most likely the city's most expensive Christmas tree. Soho Trees is offering 20-foot Fraser firs at $6,500 a pop. So coming up in this next half hour when we return in just 1 minute. This is the update with Brandy Julian on a Monday evening, start of a brand new week here on 90.3 WKRB.
News for New Yorkers who never stop moving. You're listening to the update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Hey, Hey, it's Rob Herklotz, General Manager of WKRB, wishing all of you happy holidays from all of us here at 90.3 WKRB.
Hi, this is Carvel Gray, and tune in with me on the Soul Jazz Phenom every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Travel through the music world. Some call it old school, others call it classics. You'll hear artists like The Temptations, Donny Hathaway, Herbie Hancock, and each program will profile an artist like Nina Simone.
Much more than this, I did it my way.
And Marvin Gaye.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on?
So you'll be crazy not to tune in every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. right here on 90.3 WKRB and WKRB.org.
You're listening to Brooklyn's best rhythmic station, 90.3 WKRB with Brandon Julian. Now, the update continues on 90.3 WKRB. It's everything that you need to know because anything can happen in New York.
And good evening to you again, a little after 5:30 this Monday evening. I'm Brandon Julian. Thank you so much for staying with us. Let's get you a recap of our top story this evening. It's a developing story out of East Harlem, where there's been more road rage in the city, this time deadly. A mother and her 3-year-old son were hit by a vehicle while crossing 116th Street and 1st Avenue this morning, killing the little boy and injuring the mother. According to WABC, the 25-year-old woman was pushing a stroller and the boy was carrying a small umbrella. They were rushed to Metropolitan Hospital, where Bertin de Jesus was pronounced dead. His mother suffered only minor physical injuries. It happened, like we said, at 116th Street and 1st Avenue just after 9:30 this morning, with the stroller left sitting in the roadway. Police say that a blue F-250 operated by 59-year-old Jaime Sabogo of Yonkers was traveling eastbound on 116th Street, where it made a left-hand turn onto northbound 1st Avenue and struck the stroller. The baby reportedly went under the truck in what witnesses said was truly horrific and will forever haunt them. Sabogal initially had continued driving, perhaps unaware what had happened, but he was quickly flagged down by passersby. He ran out of his truck and was said to be in tears at the scene. However, he was, Sabogal, driving with a suspended license at the time of the crash and was taken into custody. He's been charged with third-degree aggravated unlicensed operator, failure to yield to a pedestrian, and failure to exercise due care. The investigation into this, of course, is ongoing. As our top story on the update this Monday, let's get you around the city in the tail end of the PM rush. WKRB news time is now 5:35.
Keeping an eye on the roads, the rails, and the skies. It's time for traffic and weather together.
Let's get you started again with a check of the local subways. Some of your southbound R trains are still running on the F line from 36th Street in Queens to Lexington Avenue, 63rd Street, and then on the Q line to Lexington Avenue and 59th Street, to 57th Street, 7th Avenue, I should say, because of a signal malfunction at Lexington Avenue, 59th Street. Your N and W trains also still delayed because of the ongoing signal malfunction at Lexington Avenue, 59th Street. Your N and Q trains are also expecting delays going southbound because crews are still working to correct a signal malfunction over on the Manhattan Bridge. Your E and M trains are running with delays in both directions because of a signal malfunction also at 5th Avenue and 53rd Street. Also, you may experience some longer than expected wait times for your southbound 4 and 5 trains after they got medical help for someone at 125th Street. Flooding protection through the spring of 2020 on your N trains. Last stop is 86th Street. For service to and from Coney Island, use a D, F, or Q train. A free transfer is also available to between the Avenue XF train station and the 86th Street N train station. It's about a 5-minute walk, or you can transfer to the B1 or B4 buses when using your Metro card. For wheelchair-accessible passengers, transfer to the D train at 34th Street Herald Square or New Utrecht Avenue, 62nd Street. Also, accessibility work continues until 2022 on your Grand Central Shuttle. Track 1 is out of service. Tracks 3 and 4 are available. For faster service on 42nd Street, you can use the 7 train, or you can transfer to the M42 bus on the street level. Other than that, all the other subways are running on a close to schedule. Alternate side parking and meter rules are in effect today, and garbage and recycling is on schedule. Let's take another look right now at our exclusive WKRB forecast. Literally, what you see outside is what you're going to get over the next few days, and it really is making people feel tired and sluggish. I don't know why I'm even finding the energy really to sit in this chair. Coach. I feel like I haven't stretched in months. we're going to continue this as we go into tomorrow, and then we have some colder air coming around the backside of this storm, so it'll go from rain to snow for the AM rush on Wednesday before cold air comes in still and makes Thursday just flat out cold before Friday warms things up ever so slightly, and we'll repeat it again with rain on Saturday. So for tonight, we'll have rain before midnight with some patchy fog. Temperatures will remain steady around 54 degrees. Southwest winds around 15 miles per hour, guessing as high as 25. Any rain that falls will be between a quarter and half an inch. Tomorrow for your Tuesday, we'll have rain likely mainly in the afternoon. Otherwise, some patchy fog in the early morning. Cloudy, temperatures rising to around 57 by noontime, then falling to 52 in the afternoon. Any rain that falls will be between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Tuesday night, we'll have rain in the early morning before midnight, then rain and snow, then just turning to plain snow by the morning rush. Lows around 31. Any snow that falls will be less than half an inch. And then on Wednesday, we'll have snow mainly before noontime, otherwise highs around 35. Any snow that falls will be between 1 and 3 inches. Currently outside right now, it is 53 degrees and raining. Humidity at 92%, winds are north at 5 miles per hour. 53 degrees, we're going to hang steady in the mid-50s this evening. WKRB News Time now, 5:39. Let us talk some business news on this Monday. Stocks closed broadly lower on Wall Street as the market gave back some of its gains from last week. Technology and healthcare stocks accounted for much of the selling. Those losses outweighed gains in companies that rely on consumer spending, among others. The market pullback comes as investors are waiting for new developments in the trade negotiations between China and between Washington and Beijing. And finally tonight, PG&E's stock is surging after the utility reached a tentative $13.5 billion settlement resolving all major claims related to Northern California wildfires of 2017 and last year. The fires were blamed on Pacific Gas and Electric's outdated equipment and negligence. The utility said back on Friday, that the deal is a key step toward its exit from Chapter 11 bankruptcy, but it still needs court approval. Shares in San Francisco-based PG&E Corporation were up almost 17% in afternoon trading today. WKRB News Time now 5:41. When we come back on the update tonight, it'll be time to talk national news. including how a former college basketball player whose battle with Lou Gehrig's disease helped inspire the Ice Bucket Challenge has died. But we will lead off next in Washington, where the Justice Department has now found that the FBI was justified in opening its investigation between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia. That's all coming up in just 2 minutes from now. This is the update with Brandon Julian on a Monday evening. It's the start of a brand new week here on 90.3 WKRB.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school or even let alone go to college, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, studied hard, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I feel like if I didn't have anyone to push me, I wouldn't. Gave a bother to do it. I got one milestone down the drain, and now I got to work on the next. I see the future is really bright for me. I feel like it doesn't matter the age, as long as you go back and get it done. The high school diploma is just added to the confidence, and now I feel unstoppable.
No one gets a diploma alone. You have more support than you realize. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Attention men, under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen to us on Mixcloud to learn more about the stories that matter to you. And did you miss out on any episode of The Update? Listen to us anytime at mixcloud.com/the WKRB update.
Welcome back to The Update, Brandon Julian here at 90.3 WKRB. We are also streaming online tonight on WKRB.org. Apologize for the way I sound running through the bathroom in the middle of a show. We'll do that to you. Our WKRB news time is about 5:46. Let's talk. It's time to talk some national news on this Monday. We're going to begin tonight in Washington, where the Justice Department's internal watchdog has now found that the FBI was now justified in opening its investigation into ties between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia. The findings in the highly anticipated report now undercut President Trump's claim that he's merely been the target of a, quote, witch hunt. The Inspector General's report today does identify, quote, serious performance failures up the Bureau's chain of command, but it does rule out political bias in the decision to investigate Trump's campaign. Trump's Attorney General, William Barr, quickly rejected the main conclusions by his Inspector General, who was in place when Barr was appointed by the president. In other news tonight, the top House lawyers are now sparring heatedly with lawmakers and each other over the impeachment case against President Trump in an acrimonious hearing as Democrats are preparing formal charges. Democrats are insisting that Trump's push to have Ukraine investigate rival Joe Biden, while at the same time withholding U.S. military aid, ran counter to U.S. policy and benefited Russia as well as himself. But in one testy exchange today, Republican attorney Stephen Castor dismissed the transcript of Trump's crucial call with Ukraine as, quote, eight ambiguous lines that did not amount to the president seeking a personal political favor. WKRB News Time is now 5:48. Back here in New York tonight, in the Golden Globe TV nominations, the broadcast networks were completely shut out for what is believed to be the first time ever. Netflix was dominant, getting 17 TV nods to go with 17 on the film side. HBO was a close second with 15. Leading TV series across the categories were The Crown, Unbelievable, and Chernobyl, all with 4 nominations. Among the snubs, however, were 2 shows in their high-profile final seasons, Game of Thrones and Veep, plus the acclaimed When They See Us. The Globes air January 5th on NBC, a network that earned 0 nominations. Meanwhile, tonight, Amazon now says that President Trump's, quote, improper pressure and behind-the-scenes attacks harmed his chances of winning a $10 billion Pentagon contract. The Pentagon awarded the cloud computing contract to Microsoft back in October. Amazon argues in a lawsuit that was unsealed today that the decision should be revisited because of, quote, substantial and persuasive errors and Trump's interference. Amazon and its founder Jeff Bezos, of course, have been a frequent target of the president. Bezos personally owns the Washington Post, which Trump has referred to as, quote, fake news. A Pentagon spokeswoman said today that the decision to select Microsoft was made by career public servants and military officers and without external influence. We'll be back with more U.S. news in just 1 minute. WKRB News Time is now 5:50.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it and... well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
Yeah, hi. I think I found your kid's stuffed animal near the swing set. Just wanted to call. I'm sure she misses it.
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck. And I'd be happy to drop it off. The toy was a little muddy, so I cleaned it up, and it's good to go whenever you're around.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
We'd do anything for kids. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger and give all of our kids the meals they need to grow. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
WKRB News Time is now 5:51. Down in Miami tonight, there is a group of 16 Venezuelan troops that say that they fled the country after spending 7 months holed up in a foreign embassy following a revolt against President Nicolas Maduro. The Associated Press has spoken exclusively to the group's leaders. They provided the first detailed account of what led them to plot with Maduro's opponents in an April uprising that laid bare fraying support for the socialist leader within the armed forces. Lieutenant Colonels Ilich Sanchez and Rafael Soto wouldn't reveal, though, when or how they managed to leave Venezuela. They only say they managed to flee in small groups as part of a well-coordinated, quote, military operation that counted with the support of dozens of low-ranking and senior military officials. In other news tonight in Washington, House Democrats have now reached a tentative agreement with labor leaders and the White House over a rewrite of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal that has been a top priority for President Trump. That's according to a Democratic aide who that are not authorized to discuss the talks and was granted anonymity. Details, though, still need to be finalized, and the U.S. Trade Representative will need to submit the implementing legislation to Congress. No vote, though, has been scheduled as of yet. The new long-sought trade agreement with Mexico and Canada would give both Trump and his top adversary, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a major accomplishment, despite the turmoil of Trump's likely impeachment. WKRB News Time is now 5:53. We're learning tonight that a former college baseball player out of Boston, whose battle with Lou Gehrig's disease helped inspire the Ice Bucket Challenge, has died. Pete Frates was 34 years old. His family says that he died today. The Ice Bucket Challenge, of course, has raised more than $200 million worldwide for research into ALS, which is also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Participants would challenge others to share videos of themselves dumping a bucket of icy water over their own heads to raise awareness. The fundraiser began back in 2014 when pro golfer Chris Kennedy challenged his wife's cousin, Jeanette Serentia, whose husband also had ALS. And finally tonight, down in Pensacola, Florida, the FBI is now confirming that it is operating on the assumption that the deadly attack at the Pensacola, Florida naval base by a Saudi flight student was an act of terrorism. While a U.S. official says that the gunman had apparently gone on Twitter shortly before the shooting to blast U.S. support of Israel and accuse America of being anti-Muslim. Investigators are now working to establish whether the killer, identified as 2nd Lieutenant Mohad al-Sharami, age 21, of the Royal Saudi Air Force, acted alone. Al-Sharani fatally shot three people, of course, in a classroom building back on Friday before he was killed by a sheriff's deputy. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis called yesterday for heightening security vetting of foreign nationals bound for training on U.S. bases. We'll be back with your honorable mention when the update with Brandon Julian returns in just 60 seconds.
Listen, my life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to think that having someone who will listen is gonna help make it better. I'm realizing that I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I'm realizing that I think that having someone who will listen is going to help make it better. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
One in seven Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
From New York, where kids eat for free, this is The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Welcome back to The Update with Brandon Julian here on 90.3 WKRB. We're also streaming online on WKRB.org. Our WKRB news time now 5:56, just enough time left this evening for your honorable mention. There's a vendor down in Soho at selling what is likely the city's most expensive Christmas tree. Soho Trees is offering a 20-foot Fraser fir at $6,500 a pop. Other vendors nearby are selling similar trees for much less, but not by that much. The salesman, though, insists that the high tree price, $325 a foot, is in phasing buyers. Vendors are blaming the hefty price tags on a shortage this season of the flavored Fraser fir. WKRB News Time is now 5:57.
Keeping an eye on the roads, the rails, and the skies, it's time for Traffic and Weather Together.
Final check of our rail conditions. You're heading out to the subways right now. Again, some of your southbound R trains are on the F line, 36th Street to Lexington Avenue, 63rd Street. Then over the Q to 57th Street, 7th Avenue, because of a signal malfunction ongoing at Lexington Avenue, 59th Street. Experience longer wait times on your southbound 4 and 5 trains after they got medical help for someone at 125th Street. Also expect longer wait times on southbound 6 trains after crews addressed a door problem on a train over at 28th Street. E&M train still delayed both directions. Ongoing signal malfunction at 5th Avenue, 53rd Street. N and W trains also running with delays in both directions. Ongoing signal malfunction at Lexington Avenue, 59th Street. And longer wait times on your southbound N and Q trains. Crews are still working to correct a signal malfunction on the Manhattan Bridge. Other than that, all the other subways are running on a close to schedule. Alternate side parking and meter rules are in effect today, and garbage and recycling is on schedule. We'll have rain before midnight tonight with some patchy fog. Temperatures will actually steady or may rise slightly. Southwest winds around 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 25. Any rain that falls will be between a quarter and a half inch. Tomorrow for your Tuesday, rain likely, mainly in the afternoon. Some patchy fog in the morning. Otherwise cloudy, temperatures rising to near 60 degrees by midday, falling to the low 50s in the afternoon. Any rain that falls will be between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. And then on Wednesday, we'll have snow, mainly before noon, highs around 35. Any snow that falls will be between 1 and 3 inches. Currently outside right now, it's 53 degrees and raining. Humidity at 92%, winds are north at 5 miles per hour. 53 degrees, we're going to hang steady or slightly rise into the mid-50s this evening. Our thought for today is from B.F. Skinner, an American behaviorist. Born in 1904 and died in 1990. Our thought for today is, the real question is not whether machines think, but whether men do. The mystery surrounds a thinking machine, already surrounds a thinking man. I'll let you guys ponder on that. As we say, in the words of Walter Cronkite, that is the way it is. Monday, December the 9th, 2019. That is the update on this Monday evening. I'm Brandon Julie, and we appreciate you joining us tonight. Hoping your news is good news. We're back tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock for all of us here at WKRB. Be sure to slip us around the umbrella tonight and the next few days, as we have some snow coming around on the back end. Honey, I appreciate you sticking with me and trying to hang in there while I work through all these final papers. Well, I'm pretty sure I'll order some pizza before I head in. Have a good night, everyone. I'll see you back here tomorrow night.